Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Mark and Mandy have come in. Not Mark and Mindy.
No, Mark and Mandy
have come in from the Cats Protection. They come to tell us all about things. Good afternoon, Mark and Mandy.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're fine. We're fine, thank you.
What's happening? What do you come to talk to us about then, Mark, to start with?
What have we got? Well, we've got... we're talking about kittens, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And is it FIV, and we're talking about social media.
Right.
Okay,
yes,
well,
we are.
FIV I've heard of, kittens I've definitely heard of, and yeah. I've heard of social media, but let's relate them all to cats.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Do you want to kick off on FIV, Mandy?
Yeah, I certainly can. FIV, what is it? It's a virus in cats, which is species-specific, similar to HIV in humans. However, FIV does not infect humans, and HIV doesn't infect cats.
Right.
And it's confirmed by a simple blood test in our cats.
So. Can they infect each other?
They can infect each other,
right.
Yes, yeah. It's passed on through usually fighting by unneutered males.
Right.
Can be passed on by pregnant females to their kittens as well.
Right.
So it's really, really important to actually get the males neutered.
Yes.
To stop the fighting going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And would they show any outward symptoms if they've got FIV?
There's various symptoms they can have. The main problem is the immune system is lowered.
Yeah.
So you don't actually notice anything with that, but they're obviously more susceptible to infections.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Gingivitis, sore, swollen lymph glands.
Oh dear.
Dental problems, things like that.
So. Yeah, I don't think we look at our cats' teeth that often, to be honest.
No, not if we can help it.
They're quite sharp.
Yeah.
How would you know about a lymph gland unless you were poking around with a cat?
You wouldn't. It's usually the vet that picks up on
some kind of standard checkup.
Yes,
the vet would be looking for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
They would get that done at a usual health check. Usually,
Right. And then you would recommend having health checks on your cat every so often.
Usually, yes, yeah. Usually once a year when they go for their boosters, and if they're older cats, then sometimes 6 months is a good idea to get them checked as well, just in case they have any problems.
So, but I mean, it's not the end of the line if a cat's got FIV, is it? They can still be adopted as long as they're kept indoors. Kind of thing?
They certainly can, yes. They live a very healthy life usually. They do have to be kept indoors, unfortunately. But it would be useful if they could have an enclosed garden or a catio, something like that. But
do they need any extra medication or are they fine?
No, they're usually fine unless obviously they have any infections that flare up or anything like that.
Oh, right, yeah.
I mean, it's handy for if someone wants an indoor cat. I mean, there's an opportunity for them as well, of course. So you can look at it like that.
Of course, yes.
I have heard of a catio before. That's quite a good idea.
Mm.
You sort of half outdoors and half indoors kind of thing, yeah.
That's it, yeah. People do get them built these days quite frequently. So that's actually nice for them to be able to actually go out and just enjoy the air and the, you know, watching the birds go by and things like that.
I don't know about watching the birds.
Well.
Yeah. If you've got a cat with FIV, don't despair. There's things that can be done. You can still be adopted if you want that to happen. It can, you know, it's not an end of the road type of thing.
No, definitely not. They can lead a normal, healthy, happy life, just as long as normal cats usually. But you just have to take a little bit more precautions with them.
Leisha's got something to tell you about adopting a cat. Go on then.
Oh yeah. So on the 5th of June. It will mark 1 year ago we met. Well, his name now is Zay, but back then it was called Branch, a sweet little black cat. And me and my brother went on the bus almost a year ago today, and we met him. And then on the Saturday after that, we adopted him. So it's going to be a year ago soon when we adopted little Zay. I just wanted to say a thank you for looking after our most wonderful cat, and now he's in a perfect home.
Excellent.
Do a brilliant job up that centre.
Thank you. I do remember Branch. He was a lovely boy, bless him.
He's a perfect little angel.
Oh.
But in your opinion.
That's not what you said the other day.
But he's hyper. He loves to play.
Yeah. Okay. So HIV is something that can be managed.
FIV.
Sorry, FIV. I knew I'd do that at some point. FIV is something that can be managed, and please do. And you can give out some advice on that. Your vet can give out some advice on that. Whereas, if you take your cat to the vet, and you've got FIV, they can sort that out for you. Don't they?
Well, they can't actually sort it out, but they can. They can advise you. Advise, yes, but there are things that you can do for the indoor cats as well, with a lot of interactive toys and things like that, to keep them occupied. So, and that helps with bonding with them as well.
Once they've decided you're the human.
Yes, well, so they've adopted you, basically. And you've got some other stuff to talk about?
Kittens? You want to do the kittens? Or social? Shall I do the social media?
The social media there, Mark. That's right.
Okay. All right, so social media. Just about every business and charity has got some kind of social media presence.
Indeed, yes.
As you will be well aware, it is the way now, and it's what people expect to see. So we have our own social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook we use a lot to keep people up to date with what's happening at the centre. We've got a website, which of course is more of a shop window, although we have all of the cats that are up for adoption are on there. If cats get lost, for example, we can put it on to our social media page, and of course that gets networked as well. This Isle of Cats, are you familiar?
Isle of Cats, are familiar with them, yes.
Yeah, so I mean that gets networked to other pages as well. So it's a big thing for us now, and we have dedicated people who actually work on that side. We talk about what's going on at the Cat Centre, and you know, it just keeps us in the public eye, and it's obviously some very useful information and a service to people. And it's very important and very central to what we do.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent.
And one other thing I was going to mention about social media, which I did mention before, is that my cat Honey has a social media page, which is Honey.
Her own page?
Yes, she does.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's Honey the Ginger Girl Cat. And
does she keep it up to date?
She does through me, yes. She tells me what to do.
Right.
don't disbelieve that. Cats do tell you what to do.
Yeah. Well, she knows when she's on camera now. Here we go. She's absolutely on it. But it is monetized. I monetized it because it had a viral video some while back, and I thought, this looks interesting. So I monetized it, and all the money from that page goes to Cats Protection Isle of Wight.
Excellent. Good idea. We'll dig that one out and add it to our file list, I think.
We will.
Yes, Honey the Ginger Girl Cat. Yeah. Little plug for her.
does she still manage to shake off her GPS collar?
She hasn't done it recently, but she's lost three so far in a year.
So you can see your cat sitting there, I think, but according to my screen, you're over there.
You do get GPS errors, and that's some until you get used to those. Sometimes you think she's where she isn't, like you do anywhere else. Yeah. But it's a great safety feature, and if you can afford it and everything else, I think that they're a real must-have GPSs. Yeah,
I don't want to end up in A&E putting it on the cat.
Yeah,
she starts purring when I put it on her because she knows she's going out.
An easygoing cat, there. It's just. We got one of those cat flaps that works off the microchip, so it knows it's only that cat. And it says, install the thing, then put your cat through it. Yeah, quite. An easy way is to get someone to hold the cat still and then push the unmounted collar across it, so it learns. Anyway, so that's social media.
Social media, we've got, and we were talking about kittens as well. Yeah,
we have had quite a lot of kittens at Cats Protection in the last few weeks. We've had a lot of litters. So we've actually had 40 plus applications.
Wow.
For 15 kittens.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So really, really good for us.
That's good.
Yeah, really good for the kittens. Yeah. Most of them have all found their new lovely homes. But obviously, if you're still interested, then please do pop in an application to us, and we can work on that for you.
Exactly. I know it's nice to get a kitten, but sometimes it's nice to get one that's slightly older that isn't running up and down your curtains.
Yeah, but and
that can be true as well. Yeah.
If you've got, if you fancy a kitten and you want that 24/7 entertainment, then get a kitten, and they're good fun.
They are good
if you're an older person, you want somebody, a companion cat, an older one's probably better for you. But no Leisha.
No.
You've got enough cats.
Zay's kind of like a kitten anyway. So he, as a 7-year-old cat, he does love his playtime.
You've got,
you've got
enough cats. Your dad's going, we've got enough cats. So that's so pleasing, though, that you've been overwhelmed with the applause.
Yeah,
excellent news.
Yes,
excellent. And it's all going well up there at the Cat Centre. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're very busy at the moment, which is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, we've actually got two FIV cats needing homes at the moment.
Oh, right, okay.
So, for their special homes, that would be really nice if someone could.
Well, you know, I know somebody who's thinking they can't have a cat because of where they're going to live, mm-hmm. but they have spoken about getting a cat.
A catio.
Yeah.
An
FIV cat would be ideal for them.
It certainly would,
yeah. It would be, yes.
They're both really nice cats. They're,
I'm sure they are.
They're separate. One's called Moth, one's called Maeve. They're both 3 years old.
Aww.
Moth is black, long-haired, beautiful and very chatty.
They're lovely cats, yeah.
They are, lovely. Yeah. And Maeve is a 3-year-old tortoiseshell, and she's really friendly, loves a lap, and yeah, they're just really very homely cats. Mm. So
excellent, excellent.
So our cat will only sit on my lap on his own cushion. It has to be a particular cushion, not any cushion, but a particular cushion.
Yeah, in fact, we had to restuff it because it had the same outer, because he'd ripped the inner parts of it.
He's got you taped, hasn't he,
yes.
Maggie?
Yes.
Yeah, no problem at all. So where can people go to find out more?
Okay, so where they can go is, of course, our Facebook page. Yeah. Usual thing, if you've not been there before, just Google it, Cats Protection, Cat Centre, Isle of Wight Cat Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instagram or the website, which is cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight.
Okay.
03000 12251 is the number, which I think may be on your page. I'm not
it
sure
is
if it is.
It is on the page, but
yeah.
don't be put off by the 03000 thing. It will come through to the Isle of Wight. It's not,
it
not
will,
some kind
yes.
of national number.
No, that's right.
It's just a way of getting through.
It's the how it's done.
Yeah. And all the funds you raise, they all stay on the island. Yes.
I mean, there are different cost centres. So people can, obviously, some people donate directly to the head office, if you like, which is a more general donation.
You fundraise yourself.
Yeah, it's everything stays for the Isle of Wight Cat Centre, indeed. Yeah. And in fact, even if you go onto the website and you click the donate button, it routes back to us.
All right.
So we do get the money from
that.
And we've got an Amazon gift list, all sorts of stuff. And of course, we've got the shows this year as well.
Yeah. Yes. And can I just mention the St. Helens Fair is on June the 15th.
Yeah.
So come have a chat with us, see what's going on, and we can tell you more about our cats when you're there as well.
Right.
Are you at the Chail Show and the County Show this year, out of interest?
Don't think we are.
We're not
but
at the Chail Show.
Check. No.
So I just wondered.
We are at Wolverton. I know.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So we will be at Wolverton.
Are you at the, there's a classic car show, I think, at the County Ground in August?
No, we're not at that one.
We are at that one, I believe. Yeah, I think we're
I think they're avoiding us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you for that. And we didn't get to talk about cat transfer, but we'll do that another time.
Do that next time.
You do that quite a lot.
Yes.
And there's some pictures on your Facebook page of that.
There are, indeed.
Yeah, of you with a specially adapted cat van. Yes, excellent news.
Yes, indeed we do. Well, so we will talk about that.
Yep. Right, thank you for coming in.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing @vectisradio.fm.